You're listening to Living Better in San Diego. I'm Vicki Pepper. Miracle Babies is a nonprofit organization whose mission is dedicated to helping perinatal mothers and their families during their time of need by providing transportation, mental health assistance, and supportive services. They're inviting the community to their Boogie for Babies event taking place this Saturday, October 15th at the Belly Up Tavern in Solana Beach. On the line to tell us more is Marianella Camarillo, Executive Director for Miracle Babies. Thank you for joining me.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Marianella, start by telling us, what is Miracle Babies?
So Miracle Babies, we are a local homegrown organization based here in San Diego. We're established in 2009, and we've been supporting parents that have hospitalized infants, you know, for over a decade now. And currently, as you mentioned, we provide transportation, mental health, and supportive services. Miracle Babies has really evolved over the last few years. It's been very exciting to see the transformation in the organization. For many, many years, we were providing financial support to parents. So hospital social workers would identify families in need and would refer them to us, and we would provide them essentially scholarships or sponsorships while their babies were in the hospital. And what we found over the years is parents were using the funds that they were receiving for us for hospital parking and gas. And obviously we all know what gas is like right now. And it's a barrier for families to get to the hospital. So in 2019, we decided we were going to invest in shuttles. And so in March of 2020, obviously we know what happened. That is when we were going to launch our transportation program, but we waited a few months. And we safely launched in June of 2020 with one shuttle, providing support to parents that had hospitalized infants at Rady Children's Hospital. Fast forward to today, in just a little over 2 years, we currently have four shuttles, three in San Diego and one at Children's Hospital Los Angeles. And we've been able, with generous support from the community, we've been able to expand our service not only to NICU parents, but moms that have complicated pregnancies that need to get their critical perinatal appointments, as well as cardiac babies, babies that have heart defects that also have very frequent appointments. And again, with the price of gas today and hospital parking fees, parents have to make really difficult choices, and some can't afford to take off time off work or put gas in their car. So we want to make sure parents are able to get to the hospital for those critical appointments and to be with their hospitalized infants. We don't want transportation to be a barrier. So it's been really exciting over the last, you know, little over 2 years, be able to ensure that parents get to the hospital. And our drivers are phenomenal. It's not Lyft. They are somebody that our passengers connect with. And one is actually a retired life specialist from Children's. Our afternoon drivers, a retired police officer and grandfather. So it's really special to see the connections that our parents have with our drivers. And this recently, we also launched in June, we launched a mental health support program. So we've seen that just over the years that maternal mental health is the number one complication associated with pregnancy and childbirth. And it affects one in five women and three in five women of color. So we have licensed clinical social worker on staff now who is helping moms that have been identified with maternal mental health disorders via telemed. And we're now also doing support groups for NICU moms via telehealth and the other services that we provide. We've been doing care packages for several years now to provide care and comfort items for parents. And something that we started in the middle of COVID in response to COVID was community diaper distributions. So also in March of 2020, we became a diaper bank through the San Diego Food Bank. So we have this great resource of access to free diapers, and then COVID hit and our office was closed. So we decided to do a drive-through diaper distribution in our office parking lot in Kearny Mesa the first weekend in May. And we had over 700 vehicles show up that waited over an hour, and we ran out of diapers very quickly. But they all walked away with a rain check and water wipes, which is one of our sponsors. and lots of gratitude, even though, you know, we didn't have diapers. So we realized this is a problem, and we still do diaper distributions, and these are open to anybody in need in the community, not just NICU families. But during the summer of 2020, we were doing distributions in all parts of the county, north, central, south. We do collect zip codes so we know where folks are coming from, and we've identified the biggest need is in the South Bay. So we've been focusing on doing our distributions in the South Bay, which have also evolved to distribution of menstrual products, wipes, any kind of baby items that we get. First Five has also participated, and they distribute kits. Rady's has participated and distributed information as well. We've also now paired up with AMR Ambulance Company. So they do free car seat safety inspections, which is pretty cool because a lot of folks are charged. Sometimes the Highway Patrol will do them, but there are agencies that charge to do those car seat safety inspections. And AMR is doing them for free. So that's pretty fantastic. And we are happy to do this for the community. It's a little outside of what we normally do, but we're able to support, you know, several hundred families during a 2-hour diaper distribution.
And I feel like someone who's going to wait an hour for some diapers is someone who really needs diapers. That's not just someone who's looking for some free stuff.
It's a really hard time. All commodity prices are up. People are really struggling. We also make it really fun. Free diaper distribution is themed. We are fortunate to have the San Diego Sci-Fi Coalition and San Diego Star Wars Society participate. So they come out in theme, and they're all dressed up as superheroes, and they'll distribute. We did a diaper distribution a few weeks ago, and we were distributing phone wipes and all kinds of fun stuff. And so they get involved as well. So it is really a fun event. And, you know, to see kids smile and they're waving, and, you know, it's exciting. And it's fun for our volunteers as well. It's very rewarding.
How many families would you say Miracle Babies has served over the years?
In terms of financial assistance, I know, gosh, that's a hard question. We serve about 8,000 annually through our distributions, transportation, and our care packages. That number has significantly grown because of diaper distributions. It's actually doubling every month, but it's a newer program. We just launched this in June. For our passengers, a lot of our passengers ride with us on a daily basis, so it's a lot of the same families. But so far, year to date, we've already driven 83,000 miles. So we are on the road, and we cover all of San Diego County. So we go from San Ysidro to Fallbrook, and currently we have a mom in Valley Center, but we're all over the county.
What has the response been like from the mothers you've served? Is there one that really stands out to you?
Gosh, there's a few, and we were driving a mom, Maria. Her baby is almost a year old. Her baby is very complex and has trisomy 18. So typically those babies don't even survive birth. Her baby was just discharged a month ago, and we all went to the hospital, you know, to kick off the graduation, mm-hmm. the NICU graduation for her baby, Faith. And we've seen her twice since then. But just the commitment, she's essentially now a nurse. Her baby needs full-time care. But just her commitment to being with her baby every single day. And she had a hard time. I mean, she also has a 3-year-old. And so juggling that was very difficult for her. But she always had a really positive attitude. I mean, there was a few times when her baby coded and we didn't think, you know, Faith was going to survive. But she kept an incredibly positive attitude, and she was just incredibly appreciative. You know, it was really nice just connecting with her essentially over the year. I know I had a personal connection with her just because I had driven her a few times and had spoken with her. But I know I would say my drivers had a really special experience recently with a mom who recently migrated from India. And she's new to the country, so she doesn't have any family here, doesn't have any friends. So the first person she opened up to was Susie, our morning driver. And they just had such a special connection. They still do. And recently, one twin was in for 50 days, one was in for a little over 100 days, that the twins started eating solid food. And so they had a rice ceremony at their home, and they invited our driver. So there was only 4 people invited, and our drivers were included in the rice ceremony. So that was very special. It really is special to see how connected and how these families just really, you know, latch on to our drivers, because as a mom of teenagers, I have the best conversations with my kids when we're driving. And I feel it's the same way with our passengers. Sometimes they talk about their baby. Sometimes it's food. Sometimes it's shopping. It's just a safe person to talk to that's getting them to their baby in a safe and timely manner.
I'm speaking with Marianella Camarillo, Executive Director for Miracle Babies. What are some of the risk factors that may contribute to a preterm delivery?
Well, one that we're trying to minimize is moms not going to their perinatal appointments. We have moms that don't even realize they're pregnant. You know, there's a lot of questions around what contributes, what factors into a preterm birth. I mean, obviously there are some things that are identified like preeclampsia, short-term cervix, if you have diabetes, those are obviously all risks. But sometimes preterm births just happen. And unfortunately, there can also be a lot of blame around that. So we want to educate moms, get them to their appointments just to make sure they're taking the best care of themselves. There are a lot of new drugs out there, though, now that can also detect whether you're at risk for preterm birth. So medical technology and advancements have really come a long way in helping identify those. But we do see, you know, women of color are at higher risk for preterm birth as well as maternal mental health disorders.
Well, you have what sounds like a very fun fundraiser coming up this Saturday, October 15th at the Belly Up Tavern in Solana Beach. Tell us about Boogie for Babies.
Yes, it's our first concert. So we're very excited. We do 3 signature events in San Diego. And typically in the fall, we do a big gala, and we decided to mix it up a little this year. So we are doing a concert with a ABBA cover band. It's ABBA LA, so everybody loves ABBA. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be, again, Saturday, October 15th at the Belly Up. So we invite folks to move and groove while we, you know, raise funds for families. We are going to have a live auction. We've got some great items. We've got a fabulous house in Puerto Vallarta, private jet to Santa Barbara. So lots of fun things. And we will also have an online auction, which is this week. And people can see that at miraclebabiesgala.org.
The ticket price includes dinner, drinks, the concert, and a midnight snack. What will the proceeds be used for?
The event proceeds, you know, shared. We have some pretty fantastic programs providing direct services to families here in San Diego, and we actually do provide services outside of San Diego as well.
And how much are tickets, and where do we get them?
Thank you for asking. So regular tickets are $150. VIP tickets include reserved seating, and those are $250. And tickets can be purchased at miraclebabiesgala.org.
And if someone can't attend this event, are there other ways that we can support you?
Absolutely. People can always make donations at miraclebabies.org. They can participate in the online auction that we are holding in conjunction with this event. We also have an Amazon wish list. I mentioned briefly, we do provide care packages, and a lot of the items that are in our care packages we purchase. So we also appreciate if people want to support our care package program. And again, that list is on our website as well, miraclebabies.org.
And do you have a need for volunteers?
Absolutely. We always need volunteers. We need volunteers for this event. So that's a way to participate as well. Volunteer times will be anywhere from 4 to midnight. And then at our community diaper distributions, we typically need about 25 volunteers, and those are held on a monthly basis. So if people have questions about volunteer opportunities, they can send those to info@miraclebabies.org.
I've been speaking with Marianella Camarillo, Executive Director for Miracle Babies. Anything else you think we should know?
This organization has undergone great transformation in the last few years, just with all the different programs we're doing. And we have been able to expand our services thanks to generous folks out in the community. So whether you're able to financially give or give time, we certainly appreciate it.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. Thank you for making a difference in our community. And I hope Boogie for Babies is a huge success.
Yes, thank you, Vicki. And we hope you can come and join us.
Thank you so much.